Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower and I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. And you can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. And don't miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Don't miss this post, Rebellion or Mercy, the Path Well Worn. Rebellion or Mercy, there is a path well worn, and it has been traveled since the first beginnings of man on the earth. Today we are far removed, but the same sin problem is in effect. Do not miss this post, Labor Day Toil and Trouble. Labor Day Toil and Trouble is, along with the rest of the calendar year, one huge bucket of trouble. Riots, pillaging, murders, fires, open borders, inflation, short supply, and more. And do not miss this post, the bane of a lawless people. The bane of lawless people within a nation cannot be not only seen, but what they do will tear down the moral fabric of society. It is true, our system of government was not made for unrighteous people. And the latest post on warn-usa.com, do not miss this post, Christian Martyrs, Advocacy, Miraculous Classic, Warn Radio. We look at martyrs from Nigeria, Kenya, and Cameroon. In addition, we look at the latest in miraculous conversions to Christ. And do not miss this post, Casting Down, Moab's Isaiah Prophetic Book, Part 25 on Battle Lines. Casting Down Moab. In the second portion of The Burden of Moab, the judgment and the extent are fully realized. And be sure to get your book, The Rising, by the Watchman Dana Glenn Smith. And The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller. There's danger and intrigue. Dark forces are plotting. The nation is at risk. Can Mac save the United States? And be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter by going to danaglennsmith.com, where you can visit our Christian books and resource shop, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. Welcome to another broadcast of Sound the Shofar. Beginning the weekend, Thank God for Shabbat. Thank God for the Word of God. And as we look around the world, you shake your head. You know, I like classical music, and I like old-time Christian hymns. And I like a variety of other music. And when I think of Beethoven's work, Chopin, and many others, I think of how talented and how man can excel, can create something that is so beautiful. You know, human beings have such a great potential for healing the earth, for making things tremendous. But absolute power corrupts absolutely. And an atheist, domineering Klaus Schwab, along with those who support him, want to bring in a world that they control, which is typical of corrupted men and women. Putin is such a corruption because he doesn't mind killing all those innocent in Ukraine to get what he wants. China and Xi is not innocent because of what they do to the Uyghurs and to Christians and what they want to do to Taiwan. Kim Jong-un is not innocent because of what he continues to do exactly as his family has done, and that's oppress Christians. So when I listen to classical music or a good old hymn, I think of the good and the Savior who died for us. When I listen to that gospel, that's what I think about. And the Lord who died for me. When I listen to the classical, it amazes me how the pieces are put together. I played in an orchestra in high school. I played a saxophone for many years. I can read music. And it amazes me the things that we can do. And with technology, that's magnified. But you see, at the moment of the greatest technology that mankind has ever achieved, instead of being on the zenith of perfection, we're on the cuspice of a new world order and those men who want to run it. Corruption. Now you see, what those men don't know, and the women who support them, and we've got some of these women and men in our own Congress that support this. George Bush and George Bush Jr. and Clinton, these guys were all globalists. Every one of them. A lot of the Republicans were globalists. But you see, what they don't know is that there is going to be a one world leader. And he's going to be even more wicked than they are. And he will assume the power. And one day he will be on this earth in full, unmitigated, dark glory. Now, the Lord Jesus went through darkness when he went to the cross. There was an hour of darkness, a time period. It was their time. He wasn't going to stop it. He could have, but he was going to go to the cross to triumph. By dying and planting that seed and atoning for the sins of men, he created an opportunity for all to come to him. But see, he demonstrated the power of darkness at that time as well. He showed you how strong that is. How you could take a high priest and all of his people, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, all of which were the leaders of Israel in Jerusalem at that time in the Roman Empire. The people would see them. They're examples of holiness. They weren't. But that's all they had. And how they could turn on the Son of God. They were all in darkness, he said. When questioned again by the Pharisees and the people from the temple, tell us plainly that you're the Son of God. He said, I've told you, but you don't listen. He said, you're not one of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and I will cause them to live forever in my kingdom. He said, you're in darkness. Darkness comprehends not. The light is here and you don't comprehend it because you're in darkness. It amazes me how that could happen. How with all of that going back to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the children of Israel being delivered from the Egyptians and all that 40 years in the wilderness, Sinai, the giving of the covenant, all the way to David and Solomon, all the way forward to the times of the prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel. The prophets saw the time. Matter of fact, Isaiah, a lot of our prophecies that we look at about the coming of the Lord and the fulfillment of the suffering servant, the Messiah, who is going to come and die on the cross. And there still are people wanting to do good. So in spite of how wicked it is, there are those who are good. Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham. You know, they are over in Ukraine, and I think there's, he said, there was three separate operating stations and hospitals in Ukraine. They're operating right in the middle of the war. And they're not the only ones. But they're the primary ones. We've tracked Samaritan's Purse for many years. They treated the Ebola outbreak many years ago, and they were the only ones that were there. But see, they can do good today. But the leaders, the political leaders, and those who do not know the Lord, and even in our own Congress, we've had some of them step up and say the name of Jesus Christ should not be mentioned in this hollow chamber. Well, I got news for you. It's not a hollow chamber without the Lord. You're corrupt in D.C. Matter of fact, with what we've got up there with Joe Biden and his policies, the whole entire thing is corrupt except for those who disagree with what they're doing. If you do not have a Washington, D.C. that stands for truth, then what do we have a Washington, D.C. for? Some of the most radical political leaders are in D.C. Your little jewel in the Nile over there, Washington, D.C., is not going to make it through this. Because you're corrupt. Your Constitution, you don't follow. You hold it in contempt. Many of the Democrats do in liberal-run areas. Joe Biden and those who advise him don't realize that the Constitution says that we have a right to a secure border and to be secure in our persons. But they don't see it that way. So we allow millions and millions of illegals to come in here that did nothing to earn coming here. And in the process, Joe Biden, the Democrats, in an effort to get them to stay, give them money. While at the same time on the streets, we have veterans and others that live on the streets, and they're still on the streets. In California, one guy stood up and was interviewed. He says, they give me $800 to live here on the street. Every month, I don't have to do nothing. I live in this thing and I get $800. So he was happy. Now see, that is not an attitude of a proper America. My forefathers, which came a long, long time ago, I have two sets of them from the strains of the various sides of our family. One came later, but the early one came in the very beginning. Our roots trace clear back to the beginning of this country. We had property. We still got the papers for that the family fought to get their property back in New York so long ago. This was in the very beginning. Yeah, the Ben Franklin beginning. And it's hard to believe our roots go back that far. But they came here for a reason, and so did the other strain of our family. And even when they got here, they faced persecution. But see, over the years, we've had people that came in through Ellis Island until they closed it down. I don't know what they do now. But that was the place you came through. You had to be processed. They want to know who you were. But these nincompoops we have don't care. Throw it open. So that's why you're going to face more and more trouble in this country. Because you got people who are leading this country into the pit of hell. And there's nothing anybody's going to do about it. Now, the governors put together the strike force, but the governors, I'd put an army up there and keep them out. Not go drag every illegal out and put them outside. And I'd say, we're not going to take anybody in for 5 years till we get this mess straightened out. Then we're going to open up Ellis Island again, and that's where you can go. But you have to apply. That's the way it used to be. But see, because of Klaus Schwab and because of a lot of others pushing the New World Order, what they forgot was about Russia and China, along with North Korea and Iran. Yeah, they wouldn't mind a new world order, but they want to run it. Iran wants to run it with a Muslim government and the Mahdi. Klaus Schwab, being a German and a Jew, atheistic, I heard an interview, part of an interview he was doing with the guy who was telling, they were talking about that there is no such thing as God, and Jesus Christ does not exist, and all this other lies out of the pit of hell. I know he exists, because his spirit bears witness with my spirit that I'm a child of God. And if you don't want to believe that, then you're in darkness, just like the Pharisees were. And we've been going through scriptures, and our theme is the day of the Lord. We'll begin down here in Colossians. But you know, Christ went through that time of darkness. Now he is triumphant Christ. He is the eternal one. Revelation chapter 1, he is the Almighty. Revelation 22, he says, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. You can be righteous, you can be unrighteous. Matter of fact, in that same section of verses, it talks about, he that is wicked, let him be wicked still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And in America today, that is the same thing that we must do. If you're going to be righteous in Christ. If you're going to be wicked, but know this, that whatever you are, you're going to be held accountable. The murders are horrendous. The wickedness is horrendous in this country now. We used to think that in the Muslim arena, when you have one of the family turn into Christ, it's not uncommon for them to try to kill that family member because they brought dishonor on them. The Lord warned us that enemies will be those of your own household. And many overseas who are persecuted for their faith found that there is a God and there is a true Christ. And almost daily we're hearing stories of Muslims and others who are coming to the Lord. A man in a white robe comes to them. I am Jesus. I died for your sins. And I'm talking imams and many others. More and more we're seeing this. So the triumphant Christ today may not be with Klaus Schwab or with his minions or with those liberals who are trying to take America into the abyss of darkness of a global order. This world can't even run itself. America did fine on its own for many years, especially when Christianity was actually a majority thing here. Now that we've lifted up Satanism to an equal religion, and now that there are those who want to put Satan clubs, well, they have been putting Satan clubs in schools, after school, when you're done with the school, come on over to the Satan Club and we'll teach you that there is no such thing as God or Jesus Christ or salvation. This is perfect for the devil. So while y'all have families and you don't want them destroyed, I can understand that. But if we don't change our ways, it's going to take out everybody. The Lord warned. Now, you'd be surprised in our Isaiah studies how much it resembles America. It's laughable when I go through that. It's terrible at the same time. It's ironic that people with so much knowledge and the will to make a global order like Klaus Schwab, and yet he doesn't know there's a God. Of course, many of the Jews got mad at God. Many of them. They're not all pro-God, believe me. They never were. They were mistrustful. They had no faith. The triumphant Christ is found among and in those who are in Christ Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach. But once you're lost and apart from the Lord of glory, that's it. But there were those also who were lost and apart from the Lord of glory, who have been found of him. And to them, he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And once in the Redeemer's hands, a lost soul, now accepted in the Beloved, can forever trust in this Savior. Principalities, powers, and kingdoms of men cannot stop what God has wrought through Christ Jesus. Neither can wars of men, famines, murders, persecution, or the evil which men may plot against those who are in Christ Jesus to the glory of the Father. He is the triumphant Christ. Hashtag triumphant Christ. Now see, you can either be in darkness and stay that way, and that's what a lot of people like, and that's what the devil wants, and a lot of liberals and others. You know, up in Congress when we were having so much trouble up there, AOC and her dipwit friends up there, along with a lot of others, were calling to hunt down Christians and patriots. See, because J6 was blamed on the Trump supporters, when in fact we know that there was more than a dozen Secret Service agents mixed in with that crowd. We know for a fact that the people guarding, you know, the gates and everything to the inner sanctum where they ended up opened the doors for them. That's clear as day. We also know one of our own reps, who's a dipwit, Liz Cheney, is involved with this, with the Democrats, and convinced Trump is guilty. The only part of it is she's guilty. And so are those who are doing this kangaroo court that they're doing. There was no insurrections. If you want an insurrection, look at our forefathers. They had guns when they fought off the British. And they were firing them and defending themselves. Matter of fact, our Constitution calls us and tells us that if at such time this people has a government that is not for the people and does what it needs to be done, then we have the right and the duty to overthrow said government. I didn't write that. Our forebears did. And see, we have those kind of governments around the world. And we have those kind of people in our government today. And we have Biden and people who are manipulating him to do this. And we sit here like a bunch of pigeons and allow our border to be open when, in fact, we ought to be down there in droves with guns and shooing these people back to where the hell they came from until this mess gets settled. And we need to throw out these people out of Congress and out of the presidency and anybody else that doesn't honor the Constitution. That is, if you want to keep America that kind of an America. But many don't. You probably have close to 50% that just as soon trash America. Because we've spent so long misinforming people. People have had it so easy, they don't even know what it's like. There are a lot of systems of governance in America, and in the world. The only one that worked the greatest was the one system of America, and they want to change it. And they have changed it. And all of these people coming up here because America is the place you go. Everybody wants to get into America. They don't want to get into China. They don't want to get into North Korea. They don't want to get into Russia, per se. They don't even want to go to Europe. They're coming here. Now, yeah, they had some of them come out of the Middle East and go into Europe. But the thing that lasted was the American dream until recently. Colossians 2, verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Now that particular verse goes with 1 John. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We are to walk in the light. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him. He walks in the light. We're supposed to walk in the light as he walked in the light. And when we do that, we have fellowship one with another, and then that blood that was shed for us will cleanse us continually from all sin. Now that's a relationship. That's taking up the cross. But it's also sanctification through the atonement and the relationship you have with Christ and how you walk in him. We have enough Christians in churches that decided they would go on their own. I've already talked about the young man who's a pastor who says there's more than one way to heaven. Which, you know, that's what the young generation wants. A lot of these seminaries that we have today are backslid. We were warned when we were in Bible school. Heresy begins at the highest levels of the religious institutions. When Christ was on the earth, his biggest enemy were those in the temple. The leaders. Go figure. So you walk in the Lord, verse 7, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, not in the politics of the land, in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Now see, these people in Colossae had been taught. This is the new crop of Gentiles that came to the Lord, and Paul the Apostle and his people had taught them. They were rooted, they were built up, they were established in the faith, as you have been taught. Not the venom of our modern day churchianity. And they're not all wrong. Don't get me wrong. But we've had corruption in the church here for a long time. I know. I've been in the church. I've been a pastor, a youth pastor. Yeah, that's a whole other story. But you see, in this whole thing, we're coming to the end. We've got to clean the mess up. And if we can't, the Lord will. That's what the day of the Lord is. And believe me, you don't want the day of the Lord to come. Especially if you're not ready. And people are dying all the time. Young people are dying. And I've talked about this on various shows, including our Isaiah one. Young boy, 15 years old. Picture of him, he was in a baseball uniform, had a bat and a hat. Young kid, not real big, he's just barely a teenager. 15 years old. He had been harassed with his woke buddies by his woke constituents who wandered around him. Harassed continually because he was unvaxxed. Wouldn't wear a mask. And because of so much hatred and venom towards him, he committed suicide. Gut-wrenching. A woman that's young, blonde, married. Husband is very successful. He took one of their boys and they went on a little trip they had to go on. She stayed home and the other boy stayed with her. He was down in the basement, probably had the stereo on in his headphones, and probably didn't hear anything. They had hired a gardener who was illegal. That's what I took from it. He was illegal. And he would work there and do things. Well, she thought it was a good idea to have an affair with him. You don't know what you're dealing with. Well, at any rate, they found her body in a bag. They got the guy that did it. They got her, got him on tape, pulling this bag with her in it, a bloodied bag, down the street. Nobody even stopped him. You know, what are you caring? You got blood all over. Oh, it's nothing. Okay, goodbye. Have a good day. And away they went. God, how can people be so stupid? I mean, it's got blood in the bag and he's taking it somewhere. Where's all the witnesses? No one saw this. Nobody knew anything. She had been in a bar earlier, a popular place where she goes to eat. She is by herself. So I don't know if he forced himself on her or what happened. But they said it was a crime of passion because he stabbed her like 80 times. Another boy. His dad was a registered sex offender, pedophile. And this young girl, another family, had gone to her grandma's for a while and was walking home. Somewhere along the line, and he knew her, but she wasn't with him.
Well, they found her body later. He had defiled the dead body. He had killed her, raped her after she was dead, sodomized the body. He was a Satanist. Young kid. Well, I guess those Satan classes after school are doing a lot of good, huh? See, when you refuse to be a Christian nation, when your pastors refuse to preach the truth and the salt of the word, when you refuse to stand on holiness, carry the cross of Christ. And this is what I got to explain to you. The cross of Christ is not being carried just because you got some big fancy church and you sit your butt in that cushioned. When Christ had the cross and he says, unless you take up your cross and follow me, you're not worthy of him. When he was carrying the cross, note, people, he was going to the cross. That's suffering and death. It was also atonement and a victory. But note, they had to get someone else to carry the cross for him because they had beat him up so much by this time, he couldn't physically do it. So when we talk about carrying the cross, we used to say in Bible school, yeah, we're to carry the cross, but as you go, you'll see a great big pile on your path while you're carrying the cross. And it's a huge stack of crosses. And they're there from people who had carried the cross and it got too much, so they threw it up there. Be a good bonfire someday. People don't want to carry the cross in America. Yeah, we've got this easy-peasy Christianity. It's always been an inch deep and a mile wide. You're not going to depend on all that stuff to get through what's coming. You need to get your roots down into Christ. And that's why the next verse says, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith that you have been taught. But people have not been taught properly. And they say, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of world, and not after Christ. Duh, that's America. For it isn't in Christ, in him, that dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Now see, the one thing we have finishes off those verses down in 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. I seen a picture yesterday on Instagram. I think that's where it was. Young woman. Good looking. And she was commenting on something else. She's a psychic. And she wanted to read for this other person. I'll read something for you. Well, let's start at Psalms 2. Why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. America, Russia, China, North Korea, Europe. Why do the heathen rage? Why do the people imagine a vain and useless thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. Let us break their bands asunder and cast their cords from us. What do you think Klaus Schwab talks about? He don't give one iota about any Christian faith or anything else. Because he's found the secret. Control the money, control the people. Control the food, control the people. So now, strangely, under Biden, a president that half the time doesn't even know where he's at, and he's been talking about things lately that he's not supposed to talk about, and even the Republicans are saying it's violating a lot of security here. He just blabbers it out. Under this guy, we've had pandemics, we've had COVID, we've had lockdowns, we've been forced into lockdowns. We've had controls that we've never seen. We were told and forced to wear masks, and masks, dear God in heaven, that's the stupidest thing on earth. You're not going to stop COVID by wearing a stupid mask. That mask does nothing. And in the process, Twitter, Facebook, Google, Instagram banned anybody that said anything against COVID automatically. No freedom of speech. It didn't matter anything. You had no right to speak it. Even the people, the doctors like Dr. Malone and many others who now have a voice. And they have proven there are thousands and thousands and thousands of doctors who said this COVID thing and everything they're doing was wrong. It was really simple to take care of. Now, Tower and I sailed through that whole thing really easy, thank the Lord. But see, we had protocols set up long before. Because we don't eat the manure most Americans eat. That is the foods that are absolutely horrendous for your biome and everything else. And at the same time, now all of a sudden, and this happened quite a while ago, we were getting people, farmers, on our social media with pictures saying, the government's telling me I have to destroy all my crops. They'll tell me where to take them and they'll give me money for them. And that came from two or three farmers. Let everything be established by two or three witnesses. That happened. And then later on, not too long ago, matter of fact, we've had other ranchers and farmers. We had a big rancher, cattle rancher, all of his cattle, this is down in Texas, getting ready to go to market, and the feds wouldn't let him take them. They had to go be destroyed. Then all of a sudden, we had a whole series of fires. What, you know what they were burning? Food plants. And one of the biggest plants, I forgot what the name of it was, shut down entirely. And the reason they did, because they joined with Gates. They're going to be promoting no meat. They think Americans have no right to eat beef. This is a Bill Gates thing. He came out with that, and he has billions of dollars to shove this down your throat. See, this is what they're doing. Now, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? That is what Bill Gates and what's happening in America. It's coordinated, and it's taken this country down. How? Because we are corrupt. We already have two states. And the rest of them want to come with it. To extend abortion 28 days past birth. In other words, when that little baby gets born, you have a right to kill that innocent package all the way up the line. Now see, get this. We know for a fact that they have used the fetal tissue and even parts of babies and sold them. We also know they've used parts of that in the COVID shot. That's why Tower and I wouldn't take it. Now, I know this for a fact. And I also know that that was used some time ago, because the reason I know it now is because I researched it a long time ago when they were trying to get us to take other shots. Let us break their bands asunder and cast their cords away from us. And they start that in the nations. But they're really talking about breaking away from the morality of God and his declarations of truth. And they've already done it in America, you see. Because in the beginning, God created male and female. Now, all of a sudden, all the woke kids, they're not male. But they are male, but they don't admit it. Females. I'm not a female, I'm a male. And see, when they go down this road, they have to dry up the penis. He'll never be able to have children. They make him a fake vagina, and away they go. Of course they can grow the boobs. That'd come handy if you really could adapt that to growing a new leg if some guy lost a leg. He could grow a new one. I seen this one kid online, and I said this on the shows before, and I'm trying to remember his pronouns. Where and whom, I think they were. Any rate, there's a boy standing there. My pronouns are where and whom. I identify as invisible. And guess what? He's on a picture, in an image. I mean, it's so ludicrous. Well, hint, we can see you, invisible. Now, there's a lot of people that are invisible. There's spirits out there. A lot of spirits, I should say. And it is so laughable what we've done in our modern society. All the technology in the world. We are smarter than we've ever been. We have more technology than any generation has ever had. We have the most ease, the most ability to be absolutely the best we could be for God. And what are we doing? Trying to throw God out of the picture. And see, when Psalm 2 says they want to cast their cords away from us, that is the things of God and others that hold to the Lord. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath. And we're talking about the day of the Lord. That is his wrath, if you're on the wrong side. The day of the Lord isn't all wrath for everybody. No, the believers who were redeemed, they don't have to worry about that. And he will vex them in his sore displeasure. Now see, that's part of it. But see, this is what he says. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. That's the only begotten son of God, Yahshua. It's mentioned in Psalm 2. Ask of me, and I'll give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. when he came on the earth, says his Father gave unto him all the power. So he has that. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, and thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. He triumphed over all principalities and powers as a result of the cross. That's what he did. Psalm 2, you can go through it and you can identify it with the Son of God and what he did. Verse 10, be wise now, therefore, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Of course, that's where your corruption is. We have judges now that are absolutely corrupt. They wouldn't know what truth was. And this is the same thing that happened in Judah. Their judges were corrupt. And they were giving favors to those people who helped them out. Serve the Lord with fear. Rejoice with trembling. See, he's given instructions to the kings and the judges of the earth. And then he says this, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Now that's not just to them, that's really to everybody. And you kiss the Son by coming to him and repenting and believing upon him. And then when you see him, you can kiss him. Now, when we come back next time, we'll be talking about the day of the Lord. I laugh because it's so ludicrous. You know, I hear people saying this. You know, they want that day to come, the day of the Lord, to end it all. No, you don't. You don't. You just think you do. You better make sure that you know what you're doing and that you're right before you do that. Now, see, I look forward to the Lord coming. I have nothing to fear. And it's the same way. It's the same way about carrying the cross. I don't worry about carrying the cross. Tower and I were called to these end of days. We were called to be here. So today I pray that you will indeed kiss the Son. Come to him. I pray that America would be straightened out. I pray God's grace would once again help us to heal this nation. But we have a majority, a good 45% to 50% of the people. Now, of course, there's a lot of them that don't like what Biden's doing now, so, of course, maybe they're woke up a little there. Father, we thank you for your word. Bless your word to those that hear it whenever they do. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word. Don't forget to go to buy our websites, warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Read the articles, listen to the shows over there. Also, pick up my book, The Rising by Dana Glenn Smith. It's prophetic. There's things in it that you're not going to find anywhere else. Check it out. The Rising by Dana Glenn Smith. And then give me a review wherever you get the book from, or send me an email. Go to our websites on the contact page and contact us. Till next time, be safe, be blessed, look to the Lord. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.